how a robot car would feel having to share the road with incompetent and distracted humans every day. How many self-driving cars have to experience Los Angeles traffic during rush hour before we have a full-blown robot uprising?
Only time will tell. For NPR News, I'm Topanga Abbott Chen.
This is NPR News.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A couple of macroeconomic stories for you this morning. Two surveys show China's manufacturing activity was anemic in February. HSBC Corporation today says that its monthly purchasing managers index fell to 49.6 on a 100-point scale, on which numbers below 50 show activity contracting. A separate index by an industry group, the Chinese Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, and the National Bureau of Statistics, edged up 0.2 of a point from February to 50.1. Both surveys showed prices of industrial goods declined in February, a sign of weak demand. And the World Bank today says that Russia's economic contraction will be worse than previously thought. The World Bank forecasts the Russian economy will contract by 3.8% this year based on an average oil price of $53 a barrel, compared with its earlier forecast of 0.7% contraction made in December. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,551, down 152 points. The NASDAQ 4,300, down 29. And the S&P 500 is at 2046. It is down 14.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. It is spring out there this morning, and temperatures running in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 30s are still occurring in parts of Ohio, northeastern portions of Indiana, and up northward into Michigan and parts of Wisconsin. But everybody else certainly experiencing a lot of sunshine this morning, light winds out of the south, and some really balmy temperatures. I think there's a few locations in central Illinois reporting temperatures up close to 59 or 60 degrees at this hour, so already off and running. We will continue in a warming mode here for the next couple of days. We do see some cooler weather returning, though, at the end of the week. It looks like afternoon highs today will run from some 50 and 60-degree readings across Michigan and parts of Ohio to readings that are going to be near 80 out across southwest and west-central Iowa and portions of northwest and west-central Missouri, as well as Kansas and Nebraska. All the other areas in between will run mostly in the 60s and 70s this afternoon. It'll be a beautiful day, perhaps an opportunity to firm up the soil in a few locations. We've been running pretty darn wet in the Ohio River Basin. That's made it difficult for getting into any fields. Certainly, if we could keep this good weather going for a couple of days, we would probably find ourselves in a very good position as far as being able to get out and into the fields. But that's not necessarily the case. There is going to be another opportunity for rain returning to the region, and this will likely take place as we move forward through the Thursday-Friday time period. A frontal boundary will be pushing across the Midwest, and as it does, we'll likely see a good chance for rain. Some of this may occur as early as tonight in some of the westernmost parts of the Corn Belt, but across the Mississippi River as we get into the post-dawn period tomorrow. We'll see scattered showers occurring in quite a few areas from Missouri and Illinois northward into Wisconsin. And as we get into the heart of the day, tomorrow we'll likely see that precipitation moving through most of the eastern Midwest. So a setback in the drying tendency is certainly coming up here. We'll expect to see moisture totals from this event to run primarily from a couple tenths of an inch to three quarters of an inch, except near the Ohio River, where there's actually going to be a secondary wave of precipitation that will occur as we go from Thursday night into Friday. And so they'll end up being some 1 to 2 inch rains in a few locations right near the Ohio River. So not necessarily a good environment for that area to get into the fields for a while. We will see some drying occur for a few days after this. But the weather pattern is going to try to change a bit next week with a southwesterly flow pattern evolving aloft. That'll bring a first round of precipitation into the region again as we get into late Sunday and Monday. It'll be a very quick-moving system, but it'll still have showers coming across the region. Rain totals to a quarter of an inch will be possible. After that, there'll be a second system that will form in the plains at midweek next week, and it'll try to bring some rain back across the Midwest again. So the bottom line here is we're going to be into a relatively active weather pattern. We will have some warmer weather returning to the region next week, but until we get to that point in time, we'll probably run a little bit mixed on our temperatures. We will continue to be looking at readings this afternoon in the 60s and 70s. Like I said, tomorrow afternoon we'll see something similar. But cooler weather will occur Friday and Saturday with 40s and 50s in the north and 50s and some 60s in the south. That'll linger into Saturday, and then we'll start to warm up once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for the Agricultural Weather Report on WILL comes from Busey. Busey's online and mobile banking allow you to stay connected to your finances and manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, using your mobile device. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 5.53 1/4, down 6, now 5 3/4. Soft May, 5.08, down 3 3/4. May corn, 3.74 1/2, down 1 3/4. July, 3.82 1/4, down 2. December, 3.99, down 1 3/4. May soybeans, 9.75, up 1 3/4. July, 9.79 1/4, up 1 1/2. November, 9.56, up 3/4. May soybean meal, 324.40, down 2.40. May soybean oil at 30.72 is up 33. April live cattle, 162.15, up 82.5. April feeders, 218.80, up 67.5. And April lean hogs are 62.27.5, and they are down 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry, a Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Thank you much. Now that the reports are behind us, it's in Mother Nature's hands, and I took a look back at some of the state reports, and when the national reports don't start until next week. State reports, though, Texas, 20% corn planted versus the five-year average, 43%. Arkansas, 2%. Versus 28%. Louisiana, 16% versus 81%. Is the window closing down in the Delta on corn planting?
You know, you have to assume that it is. I talked to one of my producers down at by Corpus Christi, Texas, yesterday, and he said, you know, point blank, they're prevent plant dates coming up quickly, and they have never had to deal with that wetness issue before. They had about 300 acres of milo out and a couple hundred acres of corn, which is just barely getting started for them. And the bottom line is that it's an issue that they've never had to really deal with in the past. I think realistically that's kind of sets the stage too for the rest of us that looking at the weather picture. It's not necessarily as ideal as we would have liked it to be.
And that means no cotton either, no milo, no soybeans. I mean, it's just too wet to do anything.
Exactly. And when you think about it, they've been in basically droughty conditions for the last couple of years, and now they've got a reasonable moisture profile, but they're kind of going over the top as far as getting additional precip on top of it. So, you know, they'd like to get some things done, but Mother Nature's not cooperating very well.
All right, then let's look at the corn market. The Bears got most of what they wanted yesterday, and the market reacted accordingly with a big hook outside reversal day. We're even down a little bit more today, but until we break below what number would you say the door finally gets open to a leg down? We're not quite there yet?
Probably not. I think realistically what yesterday's report did was basically reinvigorated the bearish camp. We've seen the funds basically turn to net sellers over the last several weeks, and now we saw a little bit of a short covering bounce, but nobody really wants to get long this market. You know, looking at the carryover stocks and the acreage figures that we're looking at, nobody really wants to pursue the long side. So the question is, when do they really start pressing the short side again? In our view, it's probably going to be well after the planters roll, when we see the crop basically emergence and we knock down one of those variables of production, as we call it. Then they might come back in and start pressing the short side. But for the time being, the old lows are probably suspect, but they'll probably hold until we get a little bit deeper into the production season.
And I would say probably the upside is also similarly suspect until we get deeper into the season. We had a reversal, yep, more or less up yesterday in November beans, and probably just mostly on relief more than anything else.
I think relief is a good term right there. You know, trying to pursue the long side in any of these commodities is probably going to be an uphill battle. We've sparked some short covering, but nobody really wants to pursue the long side. The downside, as far as beans are concerned, is probably going to open up when South America liberates some of their crop that they've been holding pretty tightly. Once that starts to happen, then we probably erode to new lows. But under the circumstances, the one thing we would assume is the bean acreage figure that we saw yesterday is probably going to increase over time, but it's probably not going to be as big as some of the bears might have thought earlier.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WIOL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.